February is National Data Privacy Month. With so much of our personal stuff online, it can be difficult to know how our data is collected, used, and shared.
Whether it's creating secure passwords that we can actually remember or being aware of what we're sharing on social networks, there are some ways to make sure we're not giving away too much online.
For more on data privacy and how to keep our information safe, we turn to WPR's resident tech guy, Kevin Trueblood. Kevin, thanks for stopping by.
No, thanks for having me.
So when we say the words data privacy, what kind of data are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about information that you can use on any different website. And that can be medical records, it can be shopping records, credit card information, social security numbers. I mean, anything that you can share on the internet is the things that we're concerned about.
So what could someone who I don't want to know this stuff learn about me, whether it's a company, a government, nefarious international criminal hacker, what is out there about me that they could pick up if they know how to do it?
Well, essentially everything about you. I mean, these companies,
curses.
I mean, all these companies, like with Google and with Facebook, their whole mission is to basically get everything that they ever wanted to know about you onto their website. So everything that, you know, your family information, I mean, you can be as broad as your political affiliation all the way down to how many kids you have and what you had for dinner last night and where you ate your dinner last night. So all these sites collect all this information, and then other ones, like I said, your financial records and things like that. If you're doing your taxes online, that's all being stored on these different servers.
So I suppose the primary thing most people are worried about, though, is their money, their credit cards, and things like that. Is that the thing we need to be most concerned about rather than if someone knows that we had chicken casserole for dinner?
Well, and then when we talk about privacy, there's a couple of different things to think about. And much like how you expect privacy from your doctor, there's laws that say that he can't or she can't share the information about you with anybody else. That's kind of what we're talking about here with these sites. There's an expectation that if you are giving your information to a website, let's say you're doing your taxes, you don't want that information to be shared with anybody else, or at least be aware that they are sharing that information with somebody else. So that's what we need to be concerned about. So we're talking about like credit card information. Yeah, you do want to definitely be aware of the sites that you're at least giving that information out to.
Now, there's some stuff, obviously, that appears to be beyond our control, given the stories we keep seeing about huge hacks of financial institutions and things like that. But let's talk about what we can do. And let's start by talking about what makes a good password and how we can set them up.
Yeah. Well, the best thing you can do is to have unique passwords for every site that you use. And that can be a daunting task considering how many sites that you use. We're talking about 40, 50 sites if you're paying your bills online, if you're shopping online. And that can be pretty tedious. And the reason why you want to have unique passwords is because, let's say there's a data breach, and this has happened at sites like Amazon, where they hack into the site and then they get all this information from these accounts. And now they have an account and they have a password that goes with that account. Well, if that's tied to your email, they can then go back to your email account and try that same password with your email account. Suddenly now they're into your email account. And from there, then they can reset your password on all these different sites or access all these different sites. And they can try this automatically. It's not like one person may be sitting around trying it individually. They can run a program that does it to a lot of different sites, which opens up a potential further data breach for yourself and potential identity theft. So the most basic thing you can do is, yes, have unique sites or unique passwords for different sites. And one of the best ways that you can do that too, there's a couple of different utilities that you can use. One called LastPass and another one's called KeepPass, which actually is a utility that runs on your computer. It stores the information on your local computer and it's encrypted, which creates unique passwords for these different sites for you. So not only do you not have to really remember them necessarily, but they're unique and they're secure. So that can help you in that sense. There's some discussion whether or not you should use whole words or if you should. Most sites will recommend that you use like a combination of, symbols and exclamation points and numbers and uppercase, lowercase. So there's some discussion there. And what I like to think of it is a happy medium. Create a couple of different words, but mix in some of the characters in there as well. But most importantly, that you can remember them. Because a password is only as good as if you can remember it. So if you have, all these unique passwords, but you can't remember them, well, it doesn't do you any good.
Aren't there some websites that will help you remember them now, too, that will store all of your crazy unique passwords?
Yeah, well, a lot of sites have that option where to, like, save your password. And so if you're, like, on your home computer, you don't have to remember it every time you log in. But the problem is that if you try and use it on a public computer or something like that, then you don't know what your password is. It's kind of like having your address book on your cell phone and you can't remember your wife's phone number. So there's some trade-off there. At the very minimum, one of the things you can do is you can create a single passphrase for your site and then have it dash LinkedIn, dash Gmail, for all the different services that you use. It's not ideal. It could be crackable, but it's something above just using the same password for every site.
Now let's turn from passwords to what we put on our social media network. So what are we putting on Facebook, say, or Twitter that we ought not to?
Well, you just got to remember that with Facebook, it's not so much as what you're posting, but also what you're liking, what you're sharing, what you're viewing with your friends. All of this goes into just a big database. And so if you're trying to be sensitive about the things that you want Facebook to know about you, that's something to keep in mind, that it's not so much what you may be posting yourself on your timeline, but also what you are engaging in, because all that gets collected and all that gets shared with advertisers and all the different parties that Facebook works with. So that's something to be mindful of, is not only what you yourself are posting, but also what you're engaging with the sites. And same thing with Google and same thing with Twitter. How you're engaging with the site makes a big difference. But also, there's that talk of obvious things on Facebook. Like if you're checking in at, some airport in Florida and talking about how it's 85 degrees and sunny and awesome, well, somebody may know that you're not home. So that's the obvious. And how you can help minimize that is by making sure that your accounts are maybe only viewable to the people that you're close to, or restrict the information that you're actually posting to the site.
Right, so that brings up another question. Are there things that we should just abstain from online? Because there are those people who say, I'm not going to share anything because it's going to be out there forever, and it's hackable. If we've learned anything in recent months, it's that anything is hackable, it seems like. So should we just dial it back?
Just live in a cabin in the North Woods and,
exactly.
And disconnect. It's unfortunately one of the trade-offs. That risk is part of the trade-off of having the convenience of being online. And we are moving in that direction. And how you can help minimize that is to at least be aware of how these sites use your data and be mindful of what you are putting out there, and understanding that, it may be somebody may be able to read it, or if somebody hacks into it, what are they going to have for you? But again, just being aware of sites' policies. Facebook has privacy controls. Most of these major sites have privacy controls. Just be aware of them and how you can use them to help minimize what other people are seeing.
And maybe we just need a new social media etiquette. Like, okay, I'm going to show you all my vacation photos after we get back.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
So, I mean, there's that kind of social engineering element to it where we can just change our habits a little bit, still be able to get the benefits we want out of social media.
Right. That's absolutely right.
So anything in particular that you would recommend in terms of people who are especially, cautious about this that we haven't covered already?
Well, I think that was the big thing, was just being aware of how the sites use the data that you are giving them. Because Facebook, it has a long, and all these different sites have these long agreements that you just kind of glaze over and say agree to, but just to be aware of how they're doing it. And there are some sites that that do simplify it for you and just make you aware of some of the big bullet points.
Now, a lot of us have our own Wi-Fi setups at home, mm-hmm. so we can connect our devices, our computers, TVs, or pretty soon I guess our refrigerators and stoves and everything to it. How do we protect our privacy? How hackable, how vulnerable are those things?
Well, those when they're on your own network, they are typically okay. If you're interacting with them on your own local network, as long as your network is secured, those devices are okay. If you're using some third-party application like Netflix, or if you're using Pandora or something like that, you are then subject to the terms of that site. But the devices within your house are not generally storing much information.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Kevin Trueblood, WPR's resident tech guy, with some tips for keeping our personal information safe during this February Data Privacy Month.